Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank and praise the Lord for another wonderful day. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Well, we thank and praise God for that wonderful song. Jesus, it's all about you. We praise and thank God for health. We thank him for strength. We thank him for a sound mind tonight. We thank him for being a way maker, a keeper, a comforter, a master, a savior, deliverer. He's our peace, our joy, our righteousness. He is the Holy Ghost. I'm so grateful to God for this opportunity tonight to be able to share in the word of the Lord. As always, I do say it is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed, because his compassions fail not, and they are renewed each morning. And great is thy faithfulness. I pray God has been good to you, that he's kept you wherever you may be found under the sound of my voice. I do want to praise God for my companion. Thank God for her strength and support. Thank God for my children who are scattered in different states. I love you very much if you're out there listening. Praise the Lord. We're just thankful tonight for an opportunity to share in the word of the Lord. We need the word today more than any other time in human history, because we're living in the last seconds of the last moments of the last evil days before the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we need everything that we can to be ready for his appearance. So tonight, without any further delay, we're going to go into the word of the Lord. We're going to be looking at a couple of passages. We're going to begin with Psalms 137, verses 1 through 4. Psalms 137, verses 1 through 4. And these passages, basically, this particular psalm is considered to be an imprecatory psalm, which means that there was a judgment announced or prayer or wish for some type of revenge. It's also considered a historical psalm. It's a psalm of chastening. Amen. The scriptures teach us as brothers and sisters in Christ that we should not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when we are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son that he receives. So we're going to look at Psalms 137, verses 1 through 5. I'll read these passages for you if you're not near your Bible. In Psalms 137, in verse number 1, the writer says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song. Those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion." Verse 4 says, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Verse number 5 says, "If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skills." I'm going to use for a topic or subject, whichever you choose to call it, for these passages of scripture and for my topic tonight, the overcoming power of testimony and praise. The overcoming power of testimony and praise. And as I said, this is an imprecatory psalm, which is a curse announced for vengeance. It's a historical psalm. And it actually captures the 70 years of judgment that came down upon the children of Israel because of their disobedience. It's not insignificant that 70 is the number, the 70 years, because 7 in biblical numerology is the number of completion. There's 7 days in the week. There's 7 dispensational periods represented in human history. And 10 is a judgment number. So this particular time of 70 years is very, very significant in regard to the things
Babylonian captivity. If you read the book of Lamentations, Lamentation 1, it talked about how, Lamentations 1 and 8 talked about how Jerusalem had sinned gravely. And it said, therefore she had become vile, and all who honored her despised her because they had seen her nakedness. And they saw, and they turned away when they saw it, because this was such a great people, a people of God, a people of the true and the living God. Praise the Lord. But now they were down in captivity, the Lord still gave them words of encouragement and strength. During this particular time, they had the prophet Ezekiel and the prophet Daniel were in Babylon. Jeremiah wasn't in Babylon, but he only wrote. And actually, the name Ezekiel, as a prophet, it simply means to seize or to hold fast to God, or one whom God has strengthened. Praise the Lord. And so, while they were down in captivity, and we read it in Psalms 137, God was still giving them his visitation. Many times when we get separated from God, there's a common theological perspective that when we get separated from God for whatever reason, whether it be sin or whether it be something that we may have gotten trapped into, perhaps, there's a common theme that we get cut off from God. But the Lord has promised his children. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's with his children, even though he had to send them into Babylonian captivity, he was with them. In Psalms 137 and 5, they said that by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Now, that term Babylon is a word that means confusion. And many times, we find ourselves losing our fervency and getting separated from God because many of the theological teachings and perspectives and ideas that many times are confusing. Amen, the people of God, because there's so many various voices that are out there. But they're in Babylon, and Babylon means confusion. And it is often confusion, amen, many times when we fall into a spiritual dilemma and we fail to realize that God loves us. That will never change, even though he chastises us. He promised to us, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so he sends them down, amen, into Babylonian captivity. He also sends prophets to continue to speak to them, amen, concerning his ways. Praise the Lord. And they were down in Babylon. The scripture says, in verse number 1, Psalms 137, it says, they sat down. Amen. You find in the Psalms where it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doth he meditate both day and night. As a child of God, we are distinguished by where we walk, where we stand, and where we sit. Amen. And so they got down in Babylonian captivity. And they sat down. Amen. Sat down in immobility. It's a real saying, they had surrendered. Amen. They had surrendered their weapons. The weapons that God has given us, born praise and the power of testimony. And as children of God, and as those of us who are soldiers in the army of the Lord, we never, amen, surrender our weapon, because praise and testimony is a weapon of the child of God. Many times, when we can't find anything positive, and when we can't seem to see a real hope or a glimmer of light flickering in the distance, we begin to praise God, and totally our disposition begins to change. I know some of you know what I'm talking about. Amen. So they sat down. Amen. And I sat down in a spirit of corporate pain, a spirit of corporate disappointment, a spirit of corporate despair as a group. And we must be very careful, brothers and sisters, not to allow, amen, the overwhelming griefs and pains and agonies of others rise and come down. Because when nothing else works, we can overcome by the power of prayers and testimony. Praise God. So they sat down. They sat down by the rivers. Now this is significant. Spiritually, this is significant. They sat down by the rivers of Babylon and said they wept when they remembered Zion. But think about this, God, wherever he allows us to go, he's going to always be a river. Hallelujah. John said, the bread is living waters. It springs up into our belly. And I last night, he was talking about the Holy Ghost. The psalmist said, we had trees planted by the rivers of water. Even though they were down in captivity, God still had something to keep the seed of confidence and the seed of hope and the seed of joy for anticipation. Hallelujah. God never used his people without a river. But they were down in Babylon. And Babylon is a sadness confusion. Their captivity was reflective of both physical as well as spiritual bondage. trumpets to the four winds be sung. They are beautiful instruments to the Lord. They are the grand 22 and 47 strings. The rest of the matters stone on the floor, but they were used to bring happiness and God on earth. And I understand that there was a symbolism in Israel putting their harps upon the wheel. They were saying, they give up. There's no hope, there's no chance, there's no deliverance. God has defeated us, God forbid. Coming in from God to live before one jot, one tittle, one piece of God's word, so I'm not falling to the ground to tell the harmless and fail. But the home, the hearts, upon the wheels, they were saying, there's no hope for us. And they wept. They wept it to let this sigh, sadness, and despair. As an important thing in existence, we mind and charm and affection with our desire to let the murmur hang to forgiveness to overtake us. Somebody has this one of like the hands of vision and hands of real light. Remind me of King David, Solomon of Zebulun. They went out to the conquered army and when I came back. They found out that God, the gods had invaded the camp. While David and his men were in Zebulun, they killed a man, and a good captain, the women and the children. They went and crossed them and did sins, and the people talked about stoning David, this great leader, and yet they stoned him because now they were wrong. The man that God had in the door, and even slipped into the camp and took advantage of them. There's both a message and a message right there. Sometimes when you're born in the Lord's ways, things happen. And he wanted to stone prophet. But the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord's God. Hallelujah. If you got the God of testimony on prayer, sometimes you're all by yourself. Sometimes you're alone. Sometimes there's no one to encourage you. But encourage yourself. Hallelujah. You don't make you insane because you speak to yourself in the Lord. You can tell yourself by your first name. Hallelujah. If you're not talking about God, if you're not talking about God, speak to yourself. Speak to your spirit. See, a new man, get out of my will. New man, stand up in me. Hallelujah. They went to collect the sadness and despair. Hallelujah. But David, after all of this, he went off with his will in this campaign. They took his will in this way. But David had enough God in him to recognize that God had not left him, that God had not forsaken him, and he began to encourage himself. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, sometimes you're not going to get your encouragement in church. This is a special, unique, intimate work that God has prepared for you. And then the prayers you have not been invented from the sources that you have spoken. Hallelujah. He was encouraged. God encouraged himself. Hallelujah. Surely we will not hang our hopes upon the wheel. For those who carried us and we captive, the crowd of us will fall. Hallelujah. But verse number 3, Psalm 137. I wanted them to fall. I wanted to make merry. But God will not mock you. Who will mock you? Who will be out of you? Who will have any confidence in you? You see, they were intimidated, they were interrogated. Hallelujah. And they were of an estimate to fall as soon as one of their sons is having fell in love with them. They would say, where is your God now? Sing us a song. Sometimes you're going through, sometimes you're sick in your body, sometimes you're struggling financially, sometimes people are totally gutsy, folks can't understand me, the answers from heaven say that the problem is not wrong, and many times God stands back, and it doesn't get involved, because when the calling comes, God stands back, and I can't say anything, it's not his good deal. He's omniscient and he's omnipresent. His name is a conscious man. He's omnipotent, he's all power. And he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. At the same time. But sometimes he backs up and allows our humanness to prolong itself. To allow our agony, our pain, and our suffering. Hallelujah. But it is because we love enough. They are never responsible because they brought it upon themselves in many times. And this is the big mystery of God. He allows many times some of us to be offended. We've not been offensive. Hallelujah. Job was an upright man, the Bible says. Man that feared God and his feared earth. And the Bible said, give me more fire. He went to the Lord. He said, let me get at this man that boasting of power. Let me get at him. You got such a high esteem of him. Let me get at him. And so he got permission. Now see, this is a man with Job's story. He has children. He was affected. He had several burns. And his body from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. The God used. He took power. God knew the integrity of this man. He knew what he was about. In his pride, he cried out in anger. Sometimes when you're suffering and going through, you say things you should not say. You think things that you should not be. Does that make you honor God for God? It does not make you honor. It makes you human. God in character. He's been in this, in the trial because the Bible said that tribulation worketh patience. He wouldn't be patient. You know, he's going to say, you got to give them tribulation. Why do we need some back and say, I don't need tribulation? Well, it's just because you don't want patience. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience, hope. Hope make it not ashamed because the Lamb of God is set apart and all those things that he will go trials and tribulations. So blessed is our beloved God. He can't give it to us through a component chip. Pop it on his eye and you got the left. No, he's built through character. He's built through trial. He's built through tribulation. He's built through pain. He's built through agony. He's built through suffering. He's built through loss. It's all about brothers and sisters. God held Babylonian captive. And he didn't ask us to make it fail and break it in. Saying, serve as one of the sons of Zion. Serve as one of the sons of Zion. And having a collective, the collective response, the attitude was, how shall we see the Lord's serving in a strong form? Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you feel like you're in a strange place in God. Feel like you feel the joy that you want here. You don't feel the motivation that you want here. You don't have the same drive that you want here. And you feel like you're in a strange place. And believe us, brothers and sisters, all things work together for the good. The good is the good of God. God won't let certain things happen in your life. Good and bad. He can put us in any type of circumstance. God is in. And still be God in it. We believe in captivity represented a long time love for the people of God. Long time love. It was captured by somebody who did not believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham had the reputation for making the world tremble. Because the heart of God let me live. Remember, God, we were telling the world how we serve an almighty God. We serve a God that can heal all of these kind of sickness. We tell him that, amen, he was a child, only the child upon a thousand years, and yet we're broke. But because those experienced took this, that they know that God's not true to his word, no. He's teaching us pieces. Hallelujah. And if it doesn't try us, if it doesn't put us in the furnace of affliction, if we're not being tried, we're all bastard children. I didn't say that, the Bible said it. Hallelujah. You're becoming part of the testimony and praise. Hallelujah. We're not able to follow the animation of the Holy Spirit. There are times when we're going to go in the church and sit down and you're having to say your life and the pain and agony and the struggle is going to weigh you down. But as we know God can,
you
You ain't gonna walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil. For thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And our brothers and sisters who are bound in Babylon in captivity, Lord God, have been taking them down there because of their own failure and his front coming. God allowed it to happen, but we'll never abandon them. Hallelujah. He had a purpose in mind. Our mountain to make them go in the stand. And then they wouldn't have a covenant with the true and living God. Hallelujah. They can't bow, amen, to the will of idols. They can't bow to the things of the world. Amen. The church today is suffering from the loss of money. Amen. The Lord has made us a root to our evil. I'm not a naughty person. I understand that we have to have some money on the occasion to take care of our bills and do that. But God don't need money. We do. God is beyond money. The scripture says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. And he told us this way, we will have the riches of war. Hallelujah. If you had money, I knew not to enforce the king. You couldn't enforce the king with your money. Because the king owns everything in his domain. Only the God who serves can touch his heart. So there's limitations where money can take you. Money can't grow cancer. Money can't grow diseases. Hallelujah. Overcoming, brother. Supposed to be overcome. Amen. By the power of testimony and praise. Hallelujah. When you can't think of anything positive. When you can't feel anything. Sometimes, amen, you don't feel the action of your spirit. Sometimes you don't feel like God is moving with you. Sometimes you feel like he's abandoning you. But he hasn't done it in a while. But I guarantee if you clap your hands, you bless your feet, and you clear on the name of Jesus, you'll be done to feel something. Hallelujah. Because of praise. God said, I got everything you need. I just got to praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him in advance. So we just have to have things beside God that we made any difference. Praise him like you already got it. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy go out and take your weapons and pills. Hallelujah, I may want some money. He can't do anything with it. Hallelujah, he wants your car, he wants your car, he wants your praise. Hallelujah. In our mind, and he throws it back in God's fist again. Look where we're at now. And I give you a praise, and not acknowledge on your lips, because you're down and on despair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, it's so very important that we realize that we have to praise the Lord. The overcoming power that we have is through testimony and praise. Hallelujah. And when we ask that question, I mentioned that a moment ago, I said we've seen the Lord falling in a strange land. Hallelujah. Sometimes we allow the enemy to attack our praise when we get in trouble. A strange land in the sea could symbolically mean a dilemma of life. It can mean a sickness in your body. It can mean great loss. It can mean anything that challenges us in our hope and our confidence in God. earth will have to pass away before one jot or one tittle. A jot was a dot, and a tittle was a crossing of a T. Anybody can kind of hear everything you said is suspect. I believe in my soul that God is with me. And many times, brothers and sisters, when we're talking with God in conversation, give him back his word. He's okay with that. He heard. He said it. Hallelujah. You said you'd never let me forsake me. You said that no weapon formed against me will prosper. It doesn't mean that that weapon won't cause you pain. It doesn't mean that that weapon won't cause you loss. We will not prosper in regard to our faith and confidence in God because it's designed to build us up. But all of us have that faith. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we have overcome by the power of testimony and praise. The world must have this. The world wants to know from us what God has done. Hallelujah. I remember when I first got saved over 30 years ago. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you how old I am, but you could probably guess. I was 25 years ago. And God worked his own wonderful life the first night I married. Thank God for her. She got saved a little bit ahead of me. And she was praying for me. I was going out, ripping and running in the streets. Went to God, saying, been bothering people and things like that, but I was out there. And she was praying for me, and I came home one night. But when I came and told her, I told this testimony many times, I came home. I walked into the bedroom. And she ran and she thought of me sleeping, pointed her finger at me. She said, Jesus wants you, you've been running. And when she saw that I hit the floor, the power of God took me down. I don't know how to praise God. When no church going, didn't know what to say. I just thought what I said what came to my mind. The next morning, I took off from my job on a Monday morning. Went to church and got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins, and I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. That was an overcoming experience. And I praise God. I was able to overcome. I was considered a violent man, because I gave God praise the best I knew how. I didn't know what to say to him. I don't know what to say, but he knows our thoughts of soul. He knows the conscience of our heart. He knows the desires in our thoughts. It may not always come out just right for others to understand, but he knows. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you may not have the money you want tonight. You might be struggling. It's okay. God allows us to struggle at times. Don't buy into that theology that God's going to always have you with a bunch of money and you're going to be comfortable all the time. Don't buy into that nonsense. If you're bad, thank God for it. But don't buy into that nonsense. He's trying us. He's challenging us. We're living in the last time. He's equipping the people for his army. People who are willing to use the power of testimony and the power of praise to deliver the dying world. Hallelujah. God give it, brothers and sisters. Don't give up. He's coming soon. And he won't be able to twinkle in the eye. The scripture says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. babies playing the harps in heaven. That's a spinoff from ancient culture. But they hung their harps upon the wall. They put down the thing that was going to bring joy to the ears of God. Hallelujah. They put it down. And carries, as I said earlier in this message, as one of the weapons of our warfare. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. They're not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. And praise is one of our weapons. And when you praise God, you elevate yourself. You elevate yourself in your negative feelings on your back. Thinking many times that God takes you to a place where he comforts you and gives you assurance and confidence. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb, it said in Revelation, and the words of that testimony. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb. The blood can never lose its power. The healthy cleansing blood. The blood that washes away our sins. As the songwriter said, what can wash away my sins? Nothing, nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Overcoming, brothers and sisters, by the power of testimony and praise. Overcoming. No matter what you are going through, no matter what you don't have, hallelujah, you can overcome. Thank the God to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That God gives us a continual lesson word. He keeps on giving us victory. God is so faithful. God is so loving. God is so kind. Hallelujah. He knows the end from the beginning, brothers and sisters. He sees every one of us as victorious, and you'll have to see yourself the same way. Hallelujah. Everybody was accounted for. No one was lost except the son of perdition. Hallelujah. He was the embodiment of sin. You've been born again and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You have an eternal hope. Even if it can pass away, the man, the governments, and this system are going to pass away. Hallelujah. But if I keep connected to world news, I can see it. I can see it. We have a hope, brothers and sisters. I hope that you have been blessed tonight. God bless you. I love you much. Keep being your prayers. I'm Elder Melvin G.B.